Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. It's a delightful review, we think you'll find.
And we are a delight.
Aren't we something else? A couple of troublemakers, that's what we are. The morning show happens weekdays on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities' real alternative radio. These are the top 5 things that happened on the morning show that I'm referring to.
That all adds up, right?
I think it does. Speaking of addition, why don't we start with number one?
By subtraction.
Number one.
I have a story here of a young lady who was Tindering hard, like you know she does. She's in a lot of trouble. Lauren Marie Dooley, a 22-year-old woman who's alleged to have taped up and slashed her nude Tinder date and then ordered some food from DoorDash.
Is this feeling something real?
Might be the worst of blind dates. A 21-year-old Colorado man is recovering from a Tinder date gone awry.
How'd your Tinder date go?
Not great.
Oh.
21-year-old Colorado man recovering from the Tinder date gone awry. The unnamed victim found naked and bleeding in the parking lot of an apartment complex where his 22-year-old date...
I don't want to do this anymore.
This is going great.
His 22-year-old date, identified by police as Lauren Marie Dooley, allegedly performed oral sex on him before binding his wrists and ankles with duct tape and then cutting him with a sharp knife.
So how was your Tinder date? Some good, some bad.
I like parts of it. Other parts? Could have done without.
Overall, not bad.
Dooley has been charged with felony second-degree kidnapping, second-degree assault, and menacing. She's alleged to have enticed her date to remove his clothes before performing a sex act on him and then taping up his hands and feet, to which, by the way, he consented. Everything was fine until she took out the knife and threatened him.
What are you doing with that?
She demanded that he get into her bed, which he says was non-consensual on account of, you know, she's got a knife in her hand. She demanded he get into bed, and it says here in the affidavit, when Lauren produced a kitchen knife and demanded he get into her bedroom, the victim no longer consented to staying at the residence. Dooley's going to be arraigned later on today. She's said to have climbed up on top of her victim and proceeded to use the knife to cut his left shoulder. Lauren then used both of her hands to apply direct pressure to the victim's throat for approximately 20 seconds, making it difficult to breathe. Lauren stopped, but only to procure a belt that she then placed around the victim's neck. She tightened the belt for another 20 seconds, once more making it difficult to breathe.
She's into some stuff.
When she took it off, she checked the victim's neck for a pulse. Seemingly displeased by the man bleeding on her bed, Dooley then forced her date into the bathtub to clean him up. Police said they later found blood in that bathtub. In the midst of all of this, she then ordered food from DoorDash and threatened her date, quote, if you scream or say anything, I'll kill you. Dooley then ordered her date back to her bed and ate the food from DoorDash. It is unclear if she offered any of the food to him.
You want any of this?
No, I'm good!
Pretty good.
She then fell asleep after placing the knife under the covers. Once Dooley was asleep, the victim told police he was able to finagle the knife to cut the duct tape and quietly leave the bed. As he tried to find his keys, Dooley reportedly woke up and chased him into the parking lot, where witnesses say she threatened him after smearing his blood on her hands as he called 911. He could be heard arguing with Dooley as he called for help, explaining to her that he called the emergency services, quote, because you cut me, and because, quote, you're going to kill me. Police and an ambulance were dispatched. It says here, upon our arrival, residents of the apartment advised there was a naked male in the parking lot that needed help. Officers located the victim, who was naked and appeared to be bleeding from a laceration on his left arm. He was also actively backing away from the suspect, Dooley, who appeared to have blood smeared on her arms and hands. The victim claimed that Lauren tied him up and cut him. The victim's life was never in danger from the cut to his shoulder, police say, but she is now looking at up to 25 years in prison if she's found guilty of the multiple offenses. Wow.
Well, at least you're putting yourself out there.
This is my next question. How long...
Oh, he's back to the Tinder right away.
No, no. I would have... No.
Listen, you just got
to... If a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy.
You think he's like Tindering this weekend?
Listen, maybe, you know... Maybe what not the hand from the shoulder he got stabbed in.
I'm going to recommend you take a couple of months off.
You got to get back up on that horse, man.
I wouldn't. I would advise him something Charlene taught me years ago. She said, Dave, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. And I thought, yeah. Yeah, I guess I haven't been to me either. Take a little time off. When you've got a crazy person slicing you and then eating DoorDash food.
Wouldn't you suspect everyone's going to be that way?
Yes. No. That's why I'm very glad that... Well, I'm glad that this Tinder wasn't something that was around when I was a single person.
Because you'd have tried it.
Oh, God, of course I would have.
You would have tried it.
Of course I would have. I would have thought it was terrific until it wasn't.
I think it's great.
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
I'll try your Tinder. I love it. No,
You would have been constantly calling saying, I've been duct taped to a tree again. Can you come help me?
Look at this face. This is the face of a young man who would have found himself duct taped to something.
Constantly.
Yes. No, I thank God it worked out the way that it did.
Yeah, because you'd have been using it. And they would have they would have abused you. Yeah, there's the call I'm getting again.
You're just letting it. You're saying the call you're getting again. You're letting it go to voicemail at that
That's
point.
True. But let me. Okay, looks like Dave called.
Let's see.
I'm
going to
see
is.
What this voicemail sounds like. I think he was supposed to go on that Tinder date tonight. Let's see what this is.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I mean, at some point in your date, when your date is on top of you, checking your neck for a pulse.
Yeah.
That's not great.
What's with the shaved head, Dave?
Funny story, that one.
Things go wrong. Things go wrong.
Yeah, she shaved my head.
Shaved my head. And then she ordered pizza. It's unclear whether she offered me any.
She didn't offer me any pizza, but she did offer the breadsticks.
I love that that's in the story. She's doing all this crazy, weirdo, American Psycho stuff, and then she orders DoorDash, which is odd. But the detail in the story here is, it's unclear whether she offered him any of the food.
Let's just put that in there.
Because
we want to be as comprehensive as possible.
We understand what your question's going to be. We don't know what she ordered from DoorDash.
And no, we
and
don't
furthermore,
know.
Furthermore, we cannot conclusively say whether or not she offered any of it to the victim here.
Let's just say that she shaved my head and I'm full of breadsticks.
But I'm full of breadsticks, but I didn't eat any of them.
Overall,
I got breadsticked real hard.
Overall, I'll give the entire date B minus. Do you think she'll call again?
I don't think so.
I hope this guy doesn't show up at the arraignment hoping to, you know,
no, go she, on. No, they, no, I, no, she actually, she was pretty aggressive.
I'll say this. It was a date where I felt something.
Uh-huh. You know I did mean? Feel something. Is this feeling
something real? I'd like to see where this goes. We have a, I mean, it's a real story that we can tell.
I will say this, the food got delivered, it was still hot.
Kudos to DoorDash.
I gotta give them credit.
You know, if anyone
if man gets
deserves a, if anyone, a thumbs up here, it's any, the DoorDash.
Right, if anyone deserves an A-plus rating.
Uh-huh. They brought her the food and they managed to not get kidnapped.
Piping hot.
Well, again, Lauren Marie Dooley will be getting her arraigned later on today. We'll see. We'll see how this goes for her. Number two. King Charles.
Mm.
The King of England.
Allegedly?
No, there's no dispute. He is the King of England.
Okay.
He has hired a piper to wake him up every morning.
Oh, God.
By playing bagpipes outside his window.
Oh, my Lord.
Every morning.
What a macaroni.
Time to wake up, Your Highness. Get out of bed, Your Highness. Your Royal Majesty.
A breakfast made for a king.
Let me ask you this. This is his alarm clock. It's an actual honest to God live bagpiper. What time do you think he sets his piper for?
9:30.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Every morning.
Wow. He's got to be up by 9, huh?
He hired a piper to wake him up by playing bagpipes outside his window at 9 a.m. every day. God forbid he has an alarm clock.
The only way that would make any sense.
Yeah.
Is if you got up like at 6 and was already at work.
The employment of a personal piper is something that Queen Elizabeth also enjoyed. This isn't a new thing. This is what they do. They can't have an alarm clock. They have to have an actual honest-to-God live bagpiper.
They don't have a cell phone?
That's the thing. You could just put an Alexa in your room and have it wake you up to bagpipe music.
Right. Easy. You certainly could.
Peasy.
I bet I could figure that out here myself, even.
According to The Sun, King Charles recruited pipe major Paul Burns for the job, who played at the Queen's funeral last month. Source saying here, his mother adored having her piper. It's a lovely tradition. Everyone remembers that moment the pipe major finished the committal as he played the pipes, turned his back, and walked away. The king was full of admiration for how he carried out his duty for the queen. Everyone is delighted by the quirky job. Did not disappear with her. The tradition is for it to happen at 9 a.m. But it says the king is always awake much earlier.
Mm. Well, then what's the point?
I mean, none of this makes any sense. This is why we threw the tea into the harbor, to get rid of nonsense like this. Pipe Major Paul Burns tweeted about his experience following the Queen's funeral, but those tweets have been deleted. I'm going to delete these. Originally, he said here, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was my colonel-in-chief and her husband Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, was my royal colonel. To have played
no,
the pipes...
No, he was your dad.
At both...
He was my boyfriend!
To have played the pipes at both of their funerals in Windsor Castle is a high honor as a serving soldier.
Oh, you're talking about the, yeah.
As a young lad living close to Balmoral Castle, I remember their presence from a young age, and the Royal Guard inspired me to join the army. Oh, playing at Her Majesty's funeral made me think of those early memories, and I'm glad I was able to honor them both in this way.
Oh, I thought Prince Charles was talking.
No, that's the pipe major. Every day. So he gets up. And then he's got somebody there to play the pipes every day at 9.
Even if he's not there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he's not there, this guy gets the day off, right? Because prove that I didn't play the pipes. You don't know. You were out of town. Does this guy have to work on, like, Christmas? How does that work out? This whole thing is ridiculous. All right, thank you. Thank you, we're done. I'm awake. You can knock it off now. Thanks.
Cool it there, Piper Laurie.
You just go up to him and hit him on the head. That's your snooze button. Do it again in 9 minutes. His Royal Majesty would like 9 more minutes of sleep, please.
Number three.
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 There's a story out of Charlotte. In a middle school in Charlotte, a teacher just lights up and starts smoking in class. This is an eighth grade teacher who has decided...
I've had enough of this.
Raji!
Just fires up a heater right there in class.
Only on 9, take a look at this. A cell phone video shows what appears to be a CMS teacher smoking a cigarette in front of middle school students. You can see even briefly just, you can see one student there fanning the smoke away. And the district tells us the employee is on administrative leave. Tonight, I spoke to the student who recorded this video.
Amani Barner enjoys playing basketball and learning at Randolph Ivy Middle School. The eighth grader says Monday, something smelled off in her French teacher's classroom.
And I did smell a cigarette.
It was a substitute teacher.
So I wasn't sure. It went over my head, but I wasn't sure what to think about it at the time.
That's when she says she took out her phone and started recording this video. Look closely. You can see puffs of smoke near students as they walk by their teacher.
He flicked a cigarette at another student who sat right behind me, which immediately alerted me.
Wow, and it's still wow. It's brazen.
Some parents picking up their students from Randolph Middle Tuesday told me the video is circulating in a Facebook group. I showed the video to Vladimir Panu, who isn't a member, but has a child at the school.
Oh, what? After hearing about it and actually seeing it and just the nonchalance of it all was pretty bold.
I mean, this teacher is just blowing the smoke right in the kids' faces.
I tell you what, back in my day,
yeah,
that sort of thing was encouraged.
I was at school at the moment, so I was able to show one of the administrators they could handle my teacher.
Randolph Middle's principal sent a memo to parents letting them know of an investigation into tobacco use on campus. Then CMS confirmed to us the employee is suspended with pay. Amani told me she was
suspended with pay for smoking?
Raji!
Reese's return to the classroom could put her classmates in harm's way.
My safety and other safety with asthma or different, heart conditions and things like that, I feel like he shouldn't come back because he could put us in even more danger.
The principal's letter to parents also included a reminder to families that all schools in the state are tobacco-free. It adds the use of tobacco and e-cigarettes is not allowed for students, staff, and visitors on school property or events.
Yeah, this wasn't a vape pen.
Now,
this
if
was
you're
an
looking,
honest-to-God
be this
dart.
Guy is this guy suspended.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a substitute teacher, I think I know where I can find one, although concessions might have to be made.
What about my asthma? I'll give you asthma.
Now, it's worth pointing out when you look at the video, I think I know what's going on here.
What's that?
Well, this was a French classroom, and this guy is wearing a beret and smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Like, is he trying to be like everyone's stereotypical Frenchman?
Uh-huh. How is he smoking the cigarette? Like this?
The French inhale.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So is he just demonstrating that?
I think he's trying to teach these kids how to French inhale. All right. You kids are having... School has been in session for about a month now. You are not conjugating these verbs worth a damn. So I'm going to teach you something you can use. Anyone here familiar with the term French inhale? Show you how this works. How you say. I don't know how you think you're going to get away with this. But just put on a beret and fire up a cigarette
Yeah, I do. I remember going into like the teacher's lounge.
Yeah.
Because the teacher's lounge at my high school wasn't a room. It was like a whole area.
Okay.
And there were ashtrays on everyone's desk.
Really?
Yeah.
Just firing up a smoke there at school.
Sure.
Sure. Well, it really, really centers me and helps me get on with my my French class here.
Number four.
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 Story out of Wichita, Kansas. Oklahoma Highway Patrol Officer Eric Foster is quoted as saying, "It's so bizarre." Whenever a state trooper says something is so bizarre, we know we've got a gold for the show here. This happened on Monday morning. Trooper Eric Foster with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol saying a person called in to say that there appeared to be a man on the back of his truck. This started in Wichita.
And made its way to Oklahoma.
When investigators say 30-year-old Dustin Slocum hopped on the back of a semi-truck as it was leaving a shipping yard, and he held on for 130 miles. This was nearly 2 hours. They ended up in Guthrie, Oklahoma, around 2:30 in the morning. 2:30 in the morning. This guy just is hanging on for dear life on the back of this semi. Shane King is a guy who has known this Slocum character for nearly a decade.
Oh, we know him.
And is his former landlord. He says that Slocum was nothing but trouble as a tenant. And he's quoted as saying, quote, "When I heard that somebody took a crazy ride, I'm thinking, yeah, that's him. That's the kind of stuff he would do." Kansas Department of Corrections records show Slocum served time for aggravated battery. In this case, he was arrested for joyriding and public intoxication, both misdemeanor charges to which he has pled not guilty.
I mean, all of that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember the story, like, from 2 years ago about the guy?
You're going to talk about the great wine caper.
At least this sounds possible.
Right.
What the great wine caper did is just beyond superhero stuff.
It really
where
is.
Where he attached himself to a tanker full of wine.
It was May of 2020.
And opened it up and started drinking the wine from the truck.
Gabriel Moreno. We must remember his name because he's a hero. He was busted in 2020 by the California Highway Patrol after he boarded a truck traveling down a highway at a wine truck.
A wine
tanker. So it's full of wine in the...
It's a tanker truck full of wine.
Exactly. The scarcely believable heist kicked off.
The scarcely believable.
When the Cherokee Freightlines big rig hauling a tanker full of red wine, was guided off the road by a car with its hazard lights flashing. According to California Highway Patrol Officer Thomas Olson, the truck driver thought the car was signaling like something was wrong with the vehicle.
Have you ever seen a tanker full of wine?
No. Well, we don't live in wine country. When this story happened, that was the first time I'd ever considered that was a thing that could happen.
Right.
So the guy
but
who's
he
gonna...
recognized one.
Oh, I know what
that
is.
I know what that is. I'm going to have to get him off the road.
Here we go. As soon as the truck driver stopped, the driver of the car jumped out wearing nothing but his underpants and then disappeared behind the trailer.
Right. And adhered himself to the tank.
The truck driver realizes this isn't right. He then re-enters the traffic lane. But unbeknownst to the trucker, Mr. Moreno had clambered onto the back of the tanker via its ladder. He then managed to unscrew a valve and began guzzling the wine as it gushed onto the freeway behind him. The truck driver was completely...
You wouldn't have any choice but to guzzle it.
Oh.
when...
So delicious. The truck driver was completely oblivious that the wine theft was taking place until about a mile down the highway when a gauge in the truck began to show it was losing weight. He pulled over again. As soon as he stopped the truck, Moreno jumped down and placed himself beneath the belly of the truck and was just indulging in the wine. The trucker said, quote, he was lying on the ground and doing snow angels, basically, as the wine was pouring down on him. The driver called police.
Oh, this story's better than I remember it.
As did several other freaked out motorists who reported seeing a man running down the highway covered in blood. It wasn't blood.
No, it wasn't blood.
It was red wine. In all, the tanker lost 1,000 gallons of red wine overall. Now, how much of that Moreno consumed? Impossible to say.
Most of it.
Plenty of it. When the California Highway Patrol caught up with him, he was cooperative and booked for felony vandalism and misdemeanor driving on a suspended license.
I got what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't finished yet. Now that he had something to drink, he wanted something to eat. Within minutes of being released on Wednesday morning, Moreno was rearrested when officers were called to a commotion in a nearby parking lot. Moreno was distressed by the early release, and he was unhappy that he did not get a sandwich, which is part of the standard meal there at the county jail.
Hey!
I was told there'd be a sandwich! As a way of getting a return visit to the jail, where he hoped to finally enjoy his free sandwich, Moreno attempted to steal a company truck belonging to a landscaping crew. Instead, he was sent back to jail on charges of felony auto theft. Didn't get to enjoy many prison sandwiches. He was released the following day. Yeah. This is...
He's a superhero.
This is... keep in mind, this is March of 2020. This is right around the time that everything is going crazy in this country. And this hero, this bona fide hero...
The hero we needed.
You're right. This story in Oklahoma of a guy on the back of a truck, he's not stealing anything.
He's just hanging on.
When the troopers asked the guy in Oklahoma why he was on the truck, he said he was, quote, hoping to find his wife. On the back of a truck? Yeah, we need to remember the legend of Gabriel Moreno. I'm glad you brought him up, because that could be the greatest story. In all the years that we've done this.
It boggles the mind.
Is that the greatest story ever?
It's hard to believe.
Right? It's like a cartoon come to life.
And the fact that he was wearing just underpants.
Yeah, he's wearing tighty whities when he comes out because he doesn't want to get wine all over his clothes.
No.
He knows.
He knows that's a wine tanker. Yeah. I wouldn't know a wine tanker.
No.
He knows it, though.
This is...
First thing I need to do is get those guys to pull over.
How do I need
to get them to stop.
How do I get him to pull over? I know. I'll make it seem like there's a problem with the rig.
And then I'll take my clothes off and I'll slip back behind the truck.
It's like one of those Ocean's 11 movies. Yeah. You know, where it's like
it's just unbelievable.
Five.
Number five.
Apparently, you're going to be cold for a couple days and then rebounds.
Going to bundle up and watch the Powerball with my grandpa.
Again, cheating in the news. We've had the story of the allegations of cheating taking place at a chess tournament in St. Louis with vibrating anal beads. We had the story over the weekend of a couple of fishermen who were putting lead balls, allegedly, inside the walleye that they caught.
Yeah,
right?
Lead weights.
Right. Who was the other one? There was another
poker.
Oh, right, the poker where I lost a hand. You must be cheating. Now the world of Irish dancing is being jolted by a competition fixing scandal.
Ooh.
Oh, not this.
That's all I need.
This isn't good. Allegations of years-long competition fixing rocking the world of Irish dancing. The oldest Irish dancing body in the world. Announcing this week an investigation into claims that numerous Irish dance teachers had been rigging the results of competitions. some 12 instructors implicated in evidence that was passed to this organization earlier this year. According to the Irish Independent, at least 6 other teachers also suspected of cheating. According to screenshots of exchanges with judges that the newspaper, the Irish Independent, was able to obtain.
What if you've been suspecting this all along? Aha!
I knew it. One teacher and a judge appeared to be exchanging sexual favors for higher scores. Oh, no. See, Tooted, my team does well, and I'll give you a hand job, I will. What are you doing? The fixing allegations go back several years. There's an email that was sent out to the members of this Irish dancing group. They have recruited a former Irish Court of Appeal judge to head up a probe. They say here in a statement, such unethical behavior cannot and will not be tolerated by this organization. The process will no doubt be difficult and arduous, but this grossly unethical behavior must be eliminated from our competitions, dance schools, and governing organizations. This process has already started, and the principles of natural justice apply.
I knew it!
There's no way I didn't win this competition! Someone's getting sexual favors for this!
Pleasures of the flesh!
Oh, and they've got screen captures of all of it? Like, they've got...
I got you caught. Red glanded.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not any good. We came here to watch what we thought was a square and proper Irish dance competition. And now you're
now
telling
it's
me...
all this?
You're telling me that this thing was rigged and that judges are getting sexual favors?
We're cakes for nutting!
It's understood that screenshots of text conversations showing 12 Irish dance teachers were either asking for or offering to fix competitions. Oh man, the dancing teachers were asking for and offering fixes. In one case, a dance teacher and a competition judge appeared to be exchanging sexual favors for higher scores.
Now I can be bought, you know. Oh, there'll be no payment.
Irish dance teachers adjudicate the dance competitions. It's understood that one of the dance teachers alleged to have been involved had previously been accused of interfering with scores at competitions. This group that's in the middle of all of this cheating scandal is internationally regarded as the guardian of Irish dancing. They say we are aware of allegations against a number of members circulating on social media.
Goes all the way to the top.
Oh, no.
Smells bad. Oh. Smells real bad.
Oh, no. The Irish Independent newspaper claimed that they... attempted to contact the 18 dance teachers identified in the screenshots. One dance teacher responded and claimed that the newspaper was, quote, definitely mistaken. After the Irish Independent sent back screenshots of a conversation showing that very same teacher discussing fixing competitions for their students, the teacher then stopped responding.
No more questions.
No further questions.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
There you have it. That was Dave and Darren's top 5 things. Thanks for listening to it. Thanks for downloading it. And we hope subscribing to it. Until we get a chance to do another one of these for you. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
This isn't over until I say it's over.
All right, show's over. I'm tired.
Bye-bye.
Yo.
Hi.
It's almost time to go.
Aww.
But first, let's go back and remember what we did today.
Okay.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
Can we dance?
Yeah!
Well, let's do it. I'll break it down.
Yeah! So long, Chloe. See you in St. Louis.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.